You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, this is Dave, and I am finally getting back to the Rotten Tomatoes Essential Movies podcast list. Actually, it's not a podcast list, but that's what I'm doing with it. I'm making a short podcast about these movies. But I found this list on Rotten Tomatoes a little while ago, and I said, you know what? I am going to go through and do a short podcast, solo series, hitting up each one of these, and I got as far as, 137, which was Footloose, and then I just fell off track of doing anything. A little motivated today because I got a new podcast set up here in my on my desk, and so I wanted to try it out, and I thought, what better to try it out than to get back into the Essential Movies podcast list. So let's insert a bumper here.
This is 80 something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other.
Party on, dudes!
So on, we're on to 136 on the list, and just to remind those of you that may have listened to the previous ones or did not, and this is your first time listening to it, what I'm doing with this series is it's got very little preparation on my part. Really, I'm just relying on some of my gray matter, my memory of these movies, and I'm trying to do just very little in regards to research. In some cases, there's movies that I'm going to hit upon that I haven't even seen, so I'm going to try to talk about kind of my feelings for why I may not have seen those movies, or I'm just kind of recollect maybe after seeing it long time ago what it was that, you know, I remember about the movie, which I could be completely off base and wrong. And so you should just go into these episodes knowing that could be the case. So we're on to 136, and that means Weird Science. And what I try to do is I will try to find a audio trailer. What I mean by audio trailer is a trailer that sounds good, you know, to the ears versus something you have to see. There's been some trailers that I've found that I've been wanting to post, but then once I listen to them and I'm not watching them, I realize that they're just visually stimulating, but they're not very good on the ears because you really don't know what's going on. So if I can find that for Weird Science, I'm going to insert that here.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
What?
Making a girl. Actually making a girl.
This is Wyatt and Gary.
I give her womdigious mammary glands.
Something's about to change their world. Something out of this world.
She's alive! Alive!
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
It's all in the name of science.
weird science.
If you want to be a party animal, you have to learn to live in the jungle.
Not us. Not here.
No way.
She is turning their lives.
Trust me for once, will you?
What is going on?
Gary, I don't know.
I don't know.
Their minds. And their house. Upside down.
It's seriously affecting your sex life.
It's completely unnatural.
Do you realize it's snowing in my room?
Totally unbelievable.
What's going on?
And definitely weird.
Hey, dudes.
They went from zeros to heroes in one fantastic weekend.
That's so good.
Universal Pictures presents a John Hughes film, Weird Science.
It's purely sexual.
So before I get too much into the movie, what I wanted to do was just quickly describe what had happened here as far as my new setup on my desk. What I did was I didn't have before one of those scissor arms for the microphone to be up from the desk. And so there's a lot of times when I would be recording and I would be recording with co-hosts or whatever, I had the microphone close to my computer and then you could hear me typing as I look things up. So having a scissor arm so the microphone is above should help anytime I have to do any interaction on my computer where we can minimize the vibrations that may be picked up by the microphone. I think you may still hear clicks from when I'm interacting with the computer, so I'm going to see how that's going to be. And what I also have is one of those guards in front of the mic, and I forgot exactly what that's called, but I think that's to keep me from spinning on it. I don't think I have that problem of spinning, but once I have a few bourbons in me, you never know. The latest, and then the other addition is just these really awesome headphones that I bought. They're actually Bluetooth, but I can hook them up directly to the computer. But what I splurged a little bit on headphones, which I normally don't. I'm usually just the kind of guy that gets by with earbuds, and I'm like, well, that's good enough. And then I had like a Logitech headset, and you know, I liked kind of the quality of that for a while. But now I commute every day on the train, and my new headphones have the noise canceling, and man, they kick ass. So I'm looking forward to wearing those as I'm recording with Rose and Scott, and you know, that way I have a really kind of great experience, you know, just with the mic set up and listening to them through my new headset. And then I'm hoping that, you know, that really gives the best kind of audio experience for me and then also you as a listener, where maybe we don't have so much interaction between the devices and the sound is better. That's what I'm hoping for. We're going to see on this. So let us talk about Weird Science. What the Rotten Tomatoes list that I found, their synopsis is, this is John Hughes' third directorial effort. Weird Science follows in the tradition of the previous teen-centered film, 16 Candles. And I should have clicked more before I started reading. Shame on me. Let's see. 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club, Anthony Michael Hall and Ian Mike and Michael Mitchell Smith play the wannabe hipster Gary and his nebbish weak willed best friend Wyatt, a pair of high school geeks who are hapless with members of the opposite sex. Using Wyatt's computer, they create what they believe is the ideal woman. A lightning storm brings the woman to life, and she takes the form of Kelly LeBrock. And there's a little bit more right there, but I'm not going to go and read a whole synopsis and then give you all that kind of hoopla about, you know, I don't know, like how the box office and all that kind of good stuff. You can look that all up on yourself. So just basically, it was released in 85. So Weird Science for me. Actually was one of my John Hughes favorites. I really got into the movie, I think, in a lot of ways because I was into computers as much as Wyatt. I don't think I ever hacked into anywhere where I would be able to get, you know, more power like he did. But the idea of, you know, having, you know, feeding things into the computer and being able to get, you know, a sex pot woman to be produced, you know, that's just, you know, every geek boy's fantasy come to life. So I think it was a fun ride, and I absolutely loved Kelly DeBrock back in the 80s in this movie. So I thought she was very lickable. I mean, likable. Yeah, Freudian slip there, and that was meant on purpose, of course. If you know me, you know that's an old joke with me. But really enjoyed the ride that was Weird Science. I like the evolution of the characters as they started getting more confidence. Wyatt and then Gary to his brother Chet. Yeah, the great late Bill Paxton. There's so many great moments in this movie. Probably one that is very fun for me is when the guys really start getting confidence and they have that party and they stand up to the motorcycle gang. And, you know, they, you know, force them to have an apology. And, yeah, if I can find that audio clip, I'm going to insert that here.
Why don't you shut up, bitch? And as for your ugly ass, let me tell you something. You don't come into my friend's house with your friends, driving your motorbikes all over his floors, breaking windows, making a mess, stinking up the place, and believe me, you do stink. And here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna let go of the girls, and you're gonna apologize to all these people. And you're gonna get on your bikes and pedal your ugly asses out of here. So now, we're gentlemen, so I'm gonna give you a choice.
Yeah, you can live in peace.
We can stay and die.
But if I don't, then, you know, that's just going to be an awkward insert here moment that you'll be like, well, I didn't get to hear it. But, you know, it was just fun for me to, you know, the when it was Gary that believes that he didn't have a real gun, thought it was a water gun, and then it turned out to be a real gun. And, you know, you can kind of, you see the, you know, that's kind of the boost that they needed. And if you wanted, you know, a similar theme or a comparable moment, you know, if you ever looked at, you know, Back to the Future, where you got to see McFly finally hit Biff, you know, that was kind of the evolution of him having confidence, and then that helped him evolve into another type of person. So going back to Weird Science, if you could read into that moment where they allowed themselves to have a bit more confidence, that gave them the ability to have the interaction with the girls, you know, that really dovetailed into the end of that movie. And what I could take away from the future of Gary and Wyatt is that they would have a more confidence-filled life, and they would be more in charge of what's happening in their future versus just letting it happen like they had earlier in the movie. And yeah, they had the ability to stand up to those that were oppressing them, be it either a awful big brother or maybe bullies that poured Slurpees on them at the mall. So love this movie. Like I said, I really enjoyed it. I seem to remember an earlier conversation where I think we were talking about this with Rose, maybe, and I think she did not like it. And I think there was the reasoning was from the woman's perspective, you know, that this being, you know, out of the John Hughes family of movies, that this one wasn't really ideal for the womanhood, sisterhood kind of a thing. And, you know, you had evolution of the guys, but you really didn't have that strong a female character in this one that evolved too and grew in the movie. So it's still, this movie isn't like one of my favorite John Hughes, but it's definitely one that I would give plenty of attention to and enjoy watching several times. I guess if I had to pick a favorite John Hughes, and it's not probably the most popular on your list, I would go Some Kind of Wonderful. Still a big fan of that movie. Love watching that. And if you're a person that's into the archives of our podcasting, you may have heard us talk about me and Scott, you know, that one time, you know, every time that I am in a Walmart where they have that big bin of DVDs, I'm always looking for Some Kind of Wonderful. Or if I'm at a thrift store, you know, they have the wall of DVDs, or you go to a flea market and you have somebody that's got boxes of DVDs, I'm always looking for Some Kind of Wonderful, yet to find it. I know I can easily order it from Amazon, but I want to stumble across it like a treasure. So I've gotten a little bit off the topic, but you know, it's in the John Hughes family, so you've got to just bear with me. As far as, another notable character in this movie is, of course, Robert Downey Jr. He's in as one of the bullies, and he does a really great job of being kind of the ass in this, from that perspective. And so I really enjoyed his role as well. And I think, you know, the where he's him and his buddy are trying to be nice to them so that they could create a girl, and then they're also wearing the bra on their head. You know, I think that's a very comical type of moment. And then I would be remiss if I didn't at least acknowledge the scene where Gary is talking jive in the bar. I think that is very, very funny. And if I can find the audio clip of that, I'm going to insert that bad boy in this one. If not, it's just, you know, at the moment, you know, where he's like, you know, talking about the girl that kicked him in his balls or the family jewels. You know, I loved that. It was just hilarious.
Best man. Let me tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little eighth grade bitch.
Okay. Crazy, insane?
Insane?
Crazy?
I was nuts for the woman, man. Now you gotta believe me. I'm saying, I'm telling the truth here. I'm speaking to you. I mean, I was nuts for the girl. And what did it to me was these big titties she had. For a 13-year-old girl, man, she wouldn't have to worry about no titties for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with
on
you.
On the telephone?
What this boy talking about on the telephone, man?
Explain it
what
to
the
him.
Goddamn, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I doing?
But he hung up on her.
Oh, you didn't hang up on her. The chick with those big, big titties?
Man, you I hung up on the bitch. Man, you know, now here's the capper. You know what the bitch did to me?
Lay it on.
Check this shit out. Listen to what she did to me.
She need you in the nuts.
No. She did what?
Bitch needs your nuts?
Bitch need my nuts, oh, man. Bitch. I'm not playing life. With you either, man.
In the family jewel?
In the family jewel, man.
Worst oh, pain man. There is.
Broke my heart in two.
You broke more than your heart.
Yeah, man, you don't like me, baby.
You can forget that other one. You got this fine jewel sitting right over here by you.
So I think that's kind of my synopsis of Weird Science. I rambled all over the place, but as you can tell, I really enjoyed that one. I'm looking forward to quickly editing this and seeing what the audio quality is like with my new setup. This has been fun. This has been fun to go back into the essential movie list, and I will go forward with this list to see if I can get, you know, several more of these out into the world and have some fun with the list and enjoy my new setup. So as a reminder, I'm just letting everybody, as a reminder, boy, I just stumbled really through that. Boy, that sucked. You guys should really fire me. Find a new overlord, Jesus Christ. And there you go. Now I'm blaspheming. But what I wanted to say was everybody be excellent to each other and have a great whatever, because I have no idea when you're going to listen to this. So, bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 So, on the next episode, we are going to be doing a discussion on the I'm going to be doing a follow-up discussion on a movie that's a return to let's just say that there's going to be a Scarecrow, there's going to be a Pumpkinhead, and there's going to be a Tin Man. So think about that. And we'll continue on next time.